Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's take our seats. You are welcome, family. Good morning in the name of Jesus. You are welcome in the first service. We just want to also welcome and greet Apostle Vincent and all our viewers. Hallelujah. Those who are tuning in through different media platforms. And I also want to welcome the church at the radio, those who are tuning through Pelly FM. Let's welcome the Pelly FM listeners. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are very, very grateful. We are grateful to be in the presence of the Lord. What a privilege it is to serve in the house of the Lord. We said, we have declared this month, it's a month of prayer and fasting. Thank you, Apostle Vincent, you have afforded us to serve the Lord in this manner. You remember the word of God talks about Anna, who was a widow for over 60 years. She was only married, she was
84 years,
and she was only married for 7 years in that 84 years. And the word of God says after the death of her husband, she served the Lord with prayer and fasting. She served the Lord with fasting. So fasting is a service unto the Lord. So if the Lord did not recognize it, it was not going to be mentioned in the Bible. And because this widow, an old woman widow, served the Lord with fasting, God allowed him to see the Savior of Israel. The awaited Savior. That is there, that's the scripture, Luke 2:37. This woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple. Actually, she was not a widow. As for 60 years, she was a widow for 84 years and did not depart from the temple. Hallelujah. What a woman. Let's give God a clap offering for such a great woman who served the Lord with prayer and fasting. So don't take your fasting for granted. Know that it's a service unto the Lord. Apostle has written us a letter. I explained the letter last week. It's a love letter to all the churches in Emmanuel Christian Church. What the Lord has placed in his heart. And he says we must make sure that we read this letter. This letter must be read in Gloucester. In Gloucester, UK. This letter must be read in Bloemfontein. It must be read in Cape Town. This letter must be read in Sekhwahelane. Read in
Midrand.
Read in Mount Horeb, Kabalatsane. Read in Pretoria East.
Pretoria East.
And right here in Acadia.
Le mo Acadia.
And we've been faithfully doing so. Last week we had a visitation from Midrand. He's one of the leaders in Midrand. And then he said, "Oh, Apostle, thank you for your letter."
Are
the letter you wrote for us last week? It was a great letter. Pastor Mesh, Reverend Mesh, delivered the letter. "Oh, Apostle, thank you for that." He just started by thanking Apostle for the letter. He was even bowing. "Oh, Apostle, the letter, the letter." So, Apostle, be rest assured, your letter has been read throughout the campuses. Amen. So, we're continuing with fasting. The message of today is we are continuing with the separation. Separated, a place by me, Jehovah, meaning, when you are fasting, you are being separated. You want to find your place by the Lord. So we are separating ourselves to be found in the presence of the Lord. So Apostle overemphasized holiness, that we are called to be holy as God is holy. We must be holy because our God is holy. Yes, it's not an impossible thing. God will not, He is our creator. He cannot say we must be holy knowing that it is impossible goal to achieve. Amen. In the book of Leviticus 11:44, it reads as follows. You can just listen to it and then you will paraphrase it. "For I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourself with any swarming thing that crawls on the ground." God says, "I am holy." Consecration is put yourself aside, devote yourself to me so that you be holy as I am. And 1 Peter 1:14-16 says, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy," God has called us, "he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." Verse 16, "Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy." Yes. So the way to holiness is very, very simple. It's a very simple way to holiness. The word of God says even a fool cannot be lost in this highway of holiness. Yes, even a fool cannot be lost in holiness, in the way of holiness. So you see how simple to be holy it is. In the book of Isaiah 35, verse 8, it reads as follows.
Isaiah 35, verse 8.
"A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray.
Yes,
even a fool can be lost in the way, in the highway of holiness. So the highway of holiness, you only follow the truth of the word of God and you walk in integrity. On this highway of holiness, even the idle people, they walk in it. Those who are loitering, they walk on this way of holiness. Fools are found in this way of holiness. The only people who are not permitted to walk in this highway of holiness are the unclean. Yes, there are no ravenous wolves in this road of holiness, and there are no unclean people in this holiness. And unclean people is people who are not born again. And Christians can also be unclean because of unconfessed sin in their lives.
You'll
remember the word of God says, if we don't have fellowship with one another, we are walking in the dark. If you keep grudges against one another, you are walking in the dark. And who is the king of darkness? It's Satan. So you do see that you can also make yourself unclean by not forgiving others. And this way of holiness is very narrow. The highway of holiness is narrow. You climb it by hands and knees. It's a tricky road. You cannot climb it when you are proud. You climb it with your knees and hands. You must be lowly and broken. The proud eye, remember last week we spoke about the proud eye in Galatians 2:20, that it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me.
So
the proud eye cannot travel in this way of holiness. So our number one point, prayer and fasting, it's a yearly sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that is redeemed through prayer and fasting. It's a sacrifice. It's a yearly sacrifice. And this sacrifice, you redeem it through offerings.
Yeah,
every year you should come before the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. Because we don't know how the year is going to turn up. In the book of 1
Samuel 1:21,
the word of God reads as follows. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow.
So
when you come through the year through prayer and fasting, you don't just come with your prayers. You come with a sacrifice. It's a yearly sacrifice that you vow unto the Lord.
Yes.
So you ask God for guidance, because we don't know how 2024 is going to turn up. So we are blind. As to the future, we are blind. As for tomorrow, I am blind. It's only God who knows. So I come year after year. We have to come with sacrifice and say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. Take my life. Take my money. Take my time. take all that concerns me. You are bringing a yearly sacrifice when you pray and fast each and every year. So listen to Isaiah 42 verse 16. God says, and I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know. In the path that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. So when you come through prayer and fasting at the beginning of the year, you are saying, Lord, I do not know how this year is going to turn up. So you are offering yourself as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. And you come with a vow. And that prayer and fasting, it must be accompanied with the fruits of our labor. The word of God in the book of Psalm 50 verse 5 says, gather to me my saints who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. So the only business, the only language of sacrifice that God understands, the only language of the spirit that God understands is sacrifice. So when you are coming before the Lord, you say, Lord, I will even give you my labor. I will sacrifice with my labor. Yes, so fasting demands our faithful tithing. Fasting demands our faithfulness when coming to tithing and to offerings. We must be committed. Fasting must not affect our hunger only. And it must not affect our weight loss only. It must affect our pockets. Tell your neighbor, fasting must affect your pocket. Listen to verse Isaiah 58, verse 3 and 8. Verse 3 says, why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have you humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers.
Bari ke ka ntla yang fa o sa re bot fa o sa re bone re itima dijo ke ka ntla yang re ikilela wena o sa itse kana ka letsatsi le lo itimang dijo ke lone le lo tsweletsang kgwebo pele lo bogisa batlhang ka botlhe ka boka lona.
Wow, I like it ka Setswana. E re tsatsi le o fastitseng o tsweletsa kgwebo ya gago pele. Your clock is ticking, your clock is ticking. Your labor clock, ha kry ha o ya ko merekong wa tika. It simply means even during your fast, okreya your daily salary.
Kirata, I love working the Swana version because it explains hore during your fasting you continue with your jobs and all those things, and then hali niele momoreneng.
No, you are inela, but it's not affecting you. It's not affecting your pocket. It must touch you. Listen to verse 5 of Isaiah 58, verse 5. God says, is it the fast I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out a sackcloth with ashes? Would you call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Your fasting? Is it this the fast that I'm asking from you?
Fa motho a ikitela letsatsi le lengwe a ba tlhogo a gagwe jaaka motlhatlha a diragetse le molora bolao jwa gagwe a tsona o di bitsang go itima dijo le letsatsi le le nnatefelang morena.
So because our clock is ticking, you must redeem your labor during fasting.
Go nne nako ya rona ya tsamao tshwanetse gore
yes, you must buy back your labor. You must buy back your labor during your fasting. Because your clock at work is ticking. Your boss will not say, I'm not paying you because you have fasted. Yes, your boss will never say, this month, Cindy, so you are not going to be paid because it's a fast. It was supposed to be like that. But the clock is ticking, come the 15, come the 25, come the 30, the clock is ticking. So to show that you have really, really fasted, it must affect your pocket. God says you do whatever you want to do during your fast. Is this a fast that I want? Just to be hungry the whole day? You must affect your pocket. So how are we going to redeem our labor? You'll remember the king of Nineveh, when they fasted, the animals did not go to eat, the children didn't eat, everybody, the businesses were closed, the shops were closed, the markets were closed, their life became a standstill.
La hopola kwa Nineveh go se Nineveh ile ya dira gore botlhe ba ske batja sengwe le sengwe se tlemo se yeme go
se. And God says, wow, this is the faster one. So now we come here and the clock is ticking at work. So how do you redeem your labor during fast?
Re busa jang tiro la matsogo a rona fa re timile di.
You take your daily rate of pay. Let's say you are earning 1,000 rand. How many do calculation quickly? You are earning 1,000 rand. And then we have taken 21 days of fast. Like before taking 21 days of fast, say 1,000 rand divided by 30 days. January has got 31 days, isn't it? Calculate it for me. 1,000 rand divided by 31. Or if you are the 31 will be the laborers. If you are a professional worker, there will be 1,000 rand divided by 20 working days in a month. Agree? The others get 20 days working a month. Go MM Sagwati. Say 1,000 rand divided by 20 days. Let's leave 31 days. 1,000 divided by 20 days is how much?
Okay.
50 rand. Yes. So that is your daily sacrifice. Because now we have fasted for 21 days. That 50 times 21. 1,050. So, I'm redeeming my labor. Hallelujah. So you must redeem your labor. If your daily rate, doctor, because we've got a doctor in the house, your daily rate is, let's say, 800 or 1,000 rand. You are earning, your daily rate is 1,000 rand. Your pay at the end of the year, at the month is 21,000. So, Otsia, that daily, divide by 20, times 21. That's how you redeem your, that's my calculation, family. It's not apostles' calculation, but it's my calculation. This one, I must qualify it. Meaning it will cost you. So you must prepare for redeeming your labor during fast. Just like Hannah and Elkanah, every year they would prepare for, Lord, we will bring our yearly sacrifice. We will bring a vow to have kept us. And we are bringing more money and say, Lord, throughout this year, protect my labor. When people are retrenched, may I not be retrenched. When people are going through rough times, may I be exempted. So that is then you redeem your labor in that fashion. And Apostle has given us every opportunity at the end of the fasting, come next week Sunday. you must come with a vow, your yearly sacrifice. Oh Lord, I want my money to feel it as well that I have fasted. Yeah, come with that yearly offering, come prepared and say, Lord, with this money, I will adore you. This is my yearly vow that you have kept me last year and I want you to keep me this year. I want to every darkness that will come my way, I want light to be blessed on. Every rough area that will want to come in 2024, I want it to be straight. That is how you redeemed your labor, coming with money.
Amen.
I'm reminded of a story that we heard. It's a true story. Apostle has spoken about it a lot here in this on this pulpit. It happened here in South Africa. One businessman, and this businessman was a pastor. I think God wanted to teach the pastor a lesson. The pastor was from our neighboring country. Then he made an appointment with a businessman here in South Africa to come and buy building materials. And it was a lot of building material because he had around 800,000 cash to pay for the building material. He has already phoned to the businessman. They agreed. They did the quotation, everything. So the businessman came with a million on his pocket to come and buy, to come and take his goods. So when he arrived here in South Africa, he arrived around 11 o'clock. This businessman belongs to a foreign religion. He's not a Christian. He says, no, I cannot take your money. The things that you need is a big volume. Come after 2. This businessman is here. It's 11 o'clock. The businessman says, oh no, the pastor, oh no, please, I want to, it's 11. The businessman says, you know what, me, I'm going to my temple to pray. At 12 o'clock, I'm leaving and I'm coming back at 2. You would rather take your money and go to the next shop. As for me, I am not going to take this money when in an hour's time, I am going to pray. A businessman. He says, go everywhere, anywhere you want to go. As for me, I will not be distracted by money. Can you imagine a Christian? A Christian would have banged the church and start counting the money. Ba 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 ba. He says, as for me, I will not take your money. That is a true fast. That is a true fast. He says, go, there are many shops here who are selling building materials, go. Me, I am going to pray. And I told you of that, the type of that religion I met in the UK. I testified to the person of the same religion and he gave me a hearing. And usually I don't testify to them, I don't. I said, this one, they're going to waste my time. I pass them. This one, they're going to waste my time. God says, no, this one you testify. And I went, I testified. He also belonged to a foreign religion and he gave me his time, 10 to 20 minutes. He said, I love everything about Christianity. He says, all the things that you have told me, I love them, they are good. He says, but there's one thing that I will not be a Christian because Christians, you are not committed. Christians are not committed. You are not committed. He says, as for me, I go to the temple 5 days, five hours in a day. I go to the temple. And UK, it's cold.
are nna ke a dempeleng ka matsatsi a le 5 mme kwa UK go a tonya.
So you, and it was during those days where it was very cold, when even you have an umbrella, the wind closes it, it's windy, it's rainy, the wind will close that umbrella. So what am I saying? We must show our commitment. Prayer and fasting should also touch our pockets. That will show that you are really committed to prayer and fasting. You should not be hungry only. So redeem your labor next week. Go prepare for your yearly sacrifice and say, Lord, this is my yearly sacrifice. And it's only us in the South African Christians that you are not doing. Other Christians in our continent, they do their yearly vow, they bring their yearly sacrifice, they do their tithe, they do their offerings, they do their faith promise, and they do their yearly sacrifice. I my heart was broken. I met one of the children we raised from this house. God graduated, got a beautiful job. And she went to another, she's still in Gauteng province, but another town a little bit further from here. Then we met, she was so excited to give, telling me her exploits. Oh, Pastor K, I'm doing well, what? And I'm even giving my first fruit, my whole salary for the month. I give it every year as a first fruit. He says, in our church, when it comes to January, the whole salary, if you are earning 50,000, I'm making an example. If you are earning 50,000 a month, January, she comes with excitement. Look at it again. Here's my 50,000. This is my yearly vow. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, I said, how do you do it? He says, no, from January, we start budgeting 10,000 or 50 times 12. 50 divided by 12 is how much? Around 5,000. Let's say 6,000. Let's sum it to 60,000. So every month, if he earns 60, January will take 6,000, February 6,000, March 6,000. Just like putting aside, come the January, she's got 60,000. She says, oh Lord, this is my first fruit. This is my yearly vow. This is my sixth. I said, wow. I said, this girl we raised, she has not even brought one offering. I was even supporting her financially. I even transported her to her workplace in that place. I said, Lord, is it the payment I got? But I just wanted to tell you what people are doing out there. It's only few South Africans who say, 60,000 the whole year, January, how am I going to live? It's only you. Tell your neighbor, it's only you. Other people are doing it. So don't be amazed when they are blessed. So I'm preparing you for next year. For sure this year you have not prepared. Next year I've given you a clue. That is why I was saying the year to holiness, it's a simple way. Even a fool cannot get lost in the ways of the Lord. Amen. So prayer and fasting, you refocus your worship as well. Remember we spoke that you have to be holy. Prayer and fasting must touch your pocket as well. It's a sacrifice that must touch your pocket. And point number three, prayer and fasting, you are refocusing your worship unto the Lord. You are offering all that belongs to you to God. You say, Lord, I want to give you more glory. In the book of Revelation 4:11 reads as follows. Lord, you are worthy, and you are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. You know, you got all this belong to you. Listen to the last line that I like. Therefore, you created all things. This one, all things exist and were created. With this one, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and you were that's how you God created things. So you are saying, Lord, I want to refocus my worship. Yes, so you are coming, you say, Lord, you created all things. I'm going to worship you because all things you've created, I have given you, I'm giving you glory. Listen to 1 Chronicles 29:12-16, reads as follows. This is the glory and honor and the type of worship that David gave to the Lord. In the book of 1 Chronicles 29:12-16, I'm quickly going to read because of time. My time is winding up. It is, both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hands are power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength. You hear it. It is God, you rule over all. In your hand you make great. In your hand there is, you give strength. Verse 13. Now David says, and now I thank you, me and this people of mine. Why should we that we should be able to offer willingly. For all things come from you. Of your own you have given us. Verse 15, we are strangers before you and sojourners. Sojourners is foreigners. We are foreigners here on earth, as all our fathers are. Our days on earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building your house, for your holy name, comes from you, comes from your hand, and all is your own. Just sum it up. This man, David says, oh, Lord, you created everything. Even the giving that I give comes from you, because you are the one who has enabled us to give. Just sum it. Don't read from the Bible. Hallelujah. Because are here on earth, you are foreigners. We are not going to stay alone. I mean, forever here. So I better give you the money. I better give you my life, because money is the one that is holding you to be generous. So David says, Lord, I'm going to build you a temple. I better give you everything, because everything that I receive comes from you. Amen. Remember, I've got a lot of stories. One of the stories, it's a true story. All my stories are true. Tell your neighbor, all the stories of Pastor K that are true. I'm not making them up. This one, I also heard it. I was with Apostle. I heard it from a credible man of God. It happened in another country. It didn't happen here in South Africa, please. So this man of God, he says, we were adoring one of the young people who's helping them in the church. The person is so, she's just like that. She's very good. And then she says, oh, then we said, and then where is the husband? Because this woman was saving us 24/7. We're in that foreign country. She was saving us 24/7. She would not sleep after 1 a.m. She would wait on us to make sure that we have slept, we regale everything, and doing it joyfully. Then we say, what about the husband? Where's the husband? Is the husband not worried for this woman to be in the church 24/7? Then the pastor says, oh, the husband is there. He says, but let me tell you the story. And this husband allows this woman to do all this. She says, but it's a second husband. He says, the first husband died. He says the first husband was so stingy, 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 greedy, 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 greedy. And he was a Christian. He says he will not tithe. He will not offer. A very rich man, God has blessed him mightily in that land. So the man died. So the pastor says, now another man is enjoying his sofas. He's sitting like this. He's enjoying his flat screen. He wouldn't tithe money because of the flat screen. He wouldn't bring a tithe because of his Mercedes Benz. He couldn't do this because of his animals. Now another man has come, and this woman is giving. The woman, the new woman is there. The wife is giving, is tithing, is bringing money, is serving with her all, because she knows that, Lord, all things come from you. You can take my life very fast. So before you take my life, get this, get this, get this. So do you see that you are keeping that money? Another man will come and sit on your sofa. Another man will drive your Mercedes Benz. You'll be dead. Another man will eat your, will be controlling your bank account, because you were not faithful. You could not fast your monies. So from today, we will fear the Lord and say, Lord, all that you have comes from you. Lord, we are foreigners here on earth. Hallelujah. I'm closing with this point. It's half of the message. The second service, I will finish it. Prayer and fasting helps us to seek the Lord while he might be found. Yes, Exodus 33:13 says, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. So Moses was not looking for the hand of God. He was looking for the way of the Lord. So prayer and fasting causes us to seek the Lord, to seek the face of the Lord, not to seek his hand. When you seek, during our offering time, we got a story of Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the Lord, and all these other things will come to you. So Moses says, Lord, I want your way, show me your way. And then God, he knew that other things will come. But as for us, the other way around, we want God, we want the hand of God instead of seeking his face. Yes, Jeremiah 29:13-14, I will seek and you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back you from captivity. So when you seek God, all these other things he brings them to you. Yes, when you fast, you come before God and you want to seek him. And God, when you seek him, he will show you other things that you did not know. Revelation 4:1 says, and after these things I look, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, I will show you things which must take place after this. So God says, come, I want to show you things. God wants to reveal hidden things from you. Just sum the last line. God wants to show you hidden things. When you seek his face, he will show you hidden things. Hallelujah. John 16:13-15 as well, Jesus Christ said, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare you the things to come. He will glorify me. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And all that the Father has, it's mine. Jesus Christ says, all that the Father has, it's mine. Therefore, I said, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Some one line, the last one. Whatever that Christ has, he says, I will. The Holy Spirit is coming and he's going to show you all that is mine.
So tetsera o nang natso ke tsame ke ka mo kirileng o tlatsa ya mogotse eleng tsame o di lutsisi.
So prayer and fasting will help us to even our seals, our hidden seals, to be open. The, every one of us, there is a closed seal upon our life. When you pray and fast, that seal will be open. I'm going to close here now because I'll be soon traveled. Travel with Pastor Bongs. So when you pray and fast, you are refocusing your worship. You say, Lord, I am yours. Lord, I am your born servant. I don't have my time. I don't have my money. I don't have my talent. Everything that comes from you belongs and comes from you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Papa Lukileng, I thank you that this time of fasting, our focus will be renewed. Our love for you will be renewed. Father God, we will fast holistically with our lives, with our money, with our time. Father God, we are very well aware that in you we live, move, and have our being. When you take your spirit from us, O God, we become like a grass that was here and no more. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to sit under this ministry of the word. In Jesus' name, amen. You might be here in our midst with eyes closed, heads bowed. You have been invited. You've made a resolution. Well, you know what? This year I'm going to church. But you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior. Or you have been invited. Maybe we met you yesterday during the outreach services and you are here. Can I see with a showing of hand you want to say, yes, Lord, come into my life. I want to give you my all. I want you to give you my life. Can I see with a showing of hand, with heads bowed, you say, Lord, come into my life. Don't be afraid. Don't be too shy. This is your day. Hallelujah. This is your day. God has he has numbered your heads. Can I see with a showing of hand? You do not want to be lost. The word of God says even a fool in the way of holiness will not be lost. You want to be closer to God. You want to walk in his way of holiness. Even a fool in that way will not be lost. Can I see with a showing of hand? Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap offering. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. We are going to partake of the Holy Communion. We are going to eat with reference to holiness. We are going to eat with reference to separation and say, Lord, I surrender my life. Hallelujah. You will remember the very first blood that Jesus bled on the garden was the blood of faithfulness where he surrendered his will. The elements can come. We are going to be partaking and say, Lord, I surrender my life. Yes, I surrender my life. And last week I explained surrendering. I said, when you surrender, you say, Lord, my will, let it be your will. Yes, in the book of
Luke 22:42.
Jesus Christ saying, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, let it be thy, let your will be done. Yes, so Jesus Christ surrendered his life. He was slain for us. He redeemed us by his own blood. If you read the book of Revelation 5:9, says, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. So Christ bought us by his own blood. Yes, Christ was slain so that we can receive. He let go of his will. So as we are coming this morning, we are going to say, Lord, during this time of fast and even this 2024, I'm surrendering my life. I'm giving you my choices. Lord, choose for me. Yes, I'm surrendering my choice, I'm surrendering my time, I'm surrendering my talent, I'm surrendering all that belongs to me, for I don't have anything apart from you. Amen. So the same night the word of God says he take the bread, then he said, this is my body that was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father God, we want to say thank you as we break this body. We are saying our lives will be broken too. No longer I who live, but you who lived in us. We recognize the body that was slain for us so that we can lay down our lives for others as well. As we break the bread together, may we partake the body of Christ. Amen. We are going to partake of the blood of faithfulness, the blood of remaining faithful till the end. Jesus Christ surrendered his will. He prayed. We are told that for 3 hours he was praying one prayer point. Lord, if it is your will, let this cup pass me. But nevertheless, let your will come in my life. So we are very, very clear this morning that we are passerby here on earth. We are foreigners here on earth. We will not be delayed by the things of this world. We are surrendering everything that we have unto the Lord. May we partake the blood of faithfulness, the blood of surrender. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you that indeed you were slain for us and you brought us back to the Lord by your blood. Father God, we want to say thank you. Help us, O God, to go an extra mile for others as well, as you did for us. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.